Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Florida Building Commission's Mechanical Technical Advisory Committee meeting. First, I'd like to remind us of our teleconference participation process, which is, please be very aware that all the sounds you make will be projected. We're requesting that you not put your phones on speakerphones because it's creating some disturbance, which is then interfering with the actual conference functionality. So if you could avoid using your speakers, that would be helpful. Be aware of background noises. If you're not going to be speaking, keeping your phone on mute but not on hold, which would also be helpful. And please speak your name each time you make a motion or a second or when you want to speak. And I will stack names to ensure that we have order, so please wait to be you're called upon to speak. Okay, that being said, let's go ahead and determine whether we have a quorum. Commissioner Kaya?
I'm here.
Joe Crum? All right, Alex Hernandez?
Rolando Soto here for Alex Hernandez.
Okay, Orlando Soto. Elizabeth Gohl? Elizabeth? All right.
Yeah, I'm here, Elizabeth Gohl.
Okay, Dan Griffin?
Here.
Gary Griffin? All right, Don Pittman.
This Gene Price is set in for that.
All right, Gene Price. Pete Candela.
Pete Candela here.
All right, we have six of eight. We have a quorum. So is Joe Crum or Gary?
We got Joe Crum also.
Okay, Joe, good. And Gary, are you on, Gary Griffin? All right, we have seven of eight, so we do have a quorum. Very good. Let's go ahead and introduce those here in Tallahassee.
Jim Hammers.
Mo Mandani.
Marlita Peters.
Tom Campbell.
Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
Norman Bellamy.
And I'm Jeff Blair. Very good. So the first order of business is to approve the agenda. The agenda is to approve the minutes from the June 12, 2019 meeting, and then to provide the commission with comments. The tax comments on the public's comments received on the tax package of proposed modifications for the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code. And then any other general comments. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted?
Quintela, make a motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion and a second from Quintela and Gohl. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right. Any revisions or additions to the June 12, 2019 meeting minutes? Hearing none, is there a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
So moved. Your problem.
Okay.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion on the motion? Then hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay, so now we're going to move into the main order of business, which is to review the 31 comments submitted on 31 modifications of the tax recommendations. The process is that we'll go through them one by one, starting with 7365. I'll introduce the modification. The purpose of these meetings is to provide the commission with your comments on the public comments received and whether you support the comment, you don't support the comment, or whatever other action there would be. It's on a straw poll basis. If your comments achieve, the straw poll achieves a 67 2/3 in favor of the comment, or then that would change your action. At the TAC meeting, the TAC chair or the commission will pull those modifications off for individual consideration, and then your comment would be provided so that they can then use your comment to help them make their decision, since it may be changing what you originally recommended. So after I introduce each one, the proponent will be provided an opportunity. Anybody else wishes to speak in favor? Anybody in opposition? If there's pros and cons and the proponent wishes a rebuttal, they have one opportunity. If the opponents want a rebuttal, it's one collective opportunity. There's a maximum of 3 minutes each. There's a lot of background noise as well. Maybe somebody in a car. It's just carrying through. And then after that, we go back to the TAC to see, and I'll set it up in each instance of which of the options makes the most sense based on public comment. We'll take a straw poll to determine whether you support or don't support the comments. We're asking you not to revise or amend the comments, but just to say whether yes or no that you support or do not support the comment. Your recommendations will be submitted to the commission for their August 13, 14 meeting, where they'll make the decision on the package of recommendations or revisions for the 2020 code. Okay. Any questions on the process?
Okay. This is Brian Mummy with BI Contractors. I am on the line for Gary Griffin.
Okay. What was your name, sir?
Brian Mummy.
Okay. All right, so that's everybody then is accounted for with three alternates. Okay, thank you. All right, then I'm going to come back to, I'm going to ask, I've reviewed the process. Mo, would you please go over the documents and then we'll get started.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mo Madani. What I'm going to do, I want to orient you through the material. As you see on the agenda that's on the screen, if you click on the link, that's available from item 4. I'm going to click on that. Okay. We'll try again. Okay. You're going to get to this, the metrics. The metrics really has in it all the work that we have done with regard to the proposed code changes since March. What we're focusing on today is really the mechanical tag and the detail reports with comments and the tracking chart with comments. So if I click on the tracking chart with comments, so I'm going to click on that, it says red, and I'm going to open that, fine. And you see the tracking chart give you a summary of all the code changes that you will be reviewing this afternoon. There is a 31 code changes, and as you see, the tracking chart provides the summary of the code change, the code section, who submitted the code change, along with your take on it on the comments with regard to what submitted. As part of the second 45-day comment period. So what we want from you is to really, after you review the comments, is to tell us whether the option is whether you support the comment. That means the comment sufficiently addressed the tax concern. Two, do not support the comment, and the comment does not address the tax concern. Or three, no comment needed, meaning that there's general information and there's no need to really characterize it with support or no support. And the other thing is, as Jeff said, we will ask that you provide your straw vote, and that's to see the consensus, in terms of agreements on the comments and so on. So this is the tracking chart. The tracking chart will be used by the staff to record your take on the comments, and ultimately those will be published as part of the metrics for the commission to take up in August. So I'm going to minimize this, and then go back and go to with comment detail. And I'm going to open the detail reports. And this is the report that we're going to use this afternoon to review the code changes. And as you see, it's start by telling us there's 31 code changes. And also they are grouped by actions. I mean, approve as submitted together, approve as amended together, no affirmative recommendation together. Also, you will see that, for example, under Mod 7365, you will see that there is alternate language. It says yes, and that's highlighted in green. That means there is an alternate language that's submitted under the second 45-day comment period, which is really you want to review and tell us your take on it. Also, if it's for general comment submitted, you will see that general comment will say yes. So as the first thing you see is the history of the code change was submitted and reviewed in March. So you see this is the history, the answer to the questions, who submitted the code change, etc. And as you scroll down, you will see the history for the alternate language, A2. It tells you who submitted and answer to the questions as required by the code mod form. And then after that, seems there is also another alternate language submitted under this code change, alternate language A1, same thing, will give you the history for it. And as you scroll down, then it'll give you the text of mod of the alternate language, A2 in this case. It give you the actual changes and in a slave format, and it continue, and then give you the alternate language for A1, and then it give you the text of mod for the original mod. So if there is for example attachments or additional information, it will come after the text of mod. So this is how the report is structured throughout. Any question about the detail report? Well, if no question, then Jeff, just start.
Okay, so we're going to start with 7365. It received two alternate comments, and one was submitted by the proponent, Brian Holland. Brian, did you want to go ahead and make your comment?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Brian Holland. I'm with NEMA Codes and Standards. Asking you today to support alternative language comment 1 and alternative language comment number 2 plus the original proposed modification. And just as an FYI, this is the action that was taken by the fire tack, the structural tack, and the roofing tack. So asking for your support in this as well. I do believe during the first round, you guys approved 7365 unanimously to update requirements for solar energy. Unfortunately, for A2, we just needed to correct a pointer to the right section of the Fortifier Prevention Code, so that's what's taken care of in A2. And in comment A1, I neglected to include pointers to the applicable sections of the Florida Building Code related to high-velocity wind zones. So A1 corrects that, A2 corrects the error, and it makes the section correct for final approval. So please support A1 and A2 plus the original. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Anybody else in the public wish to comment?
Joe Voucher.
Go ahead, Joe.
Joe Voucher, FHVA, in support of A1 and A2.
All right. Anybody else wish to comment?
Thank you.
Any additional comments? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there any clarification needed before I test for support for A1, A2 plus your original? All right. If you support A1 plus A2 plus the original, please say yes.
Yes.
Does anybody not support it, please say no. All right, it's unanimous on an 8-0 in support of comment A1 plus A2 plus the original.
Background
noise. Okay, we're going to move on to 7289, and there is alternative language presented, A7 comment. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Okay.
Well, hello. My name is Anthony Berruti. I'm speaking on behalf of William Suda in regards to this M27289.
Okay. Go ahead.
My primary is in regards to the A7. We had some comments for A7 in regards to having separate sensors for carbon monoxide and nitrogen dioxide sensors. There is significant research that shows the dangers of nitrogen dioxide sensors and the risk that they pose, you know, to the public. They're very carcinogenic. They're very, you know, dangerous when they're inhaled. And one of the issues that, you know, we're seeing out there is some manufacturer taking advantage of the right to have a combination sensor. And they're placing these sensors at the 5 foot level when the science shows that NO2, you know, comes out very superheated. And when it comes out so superheated, it's very light and it rises. So we recommend, you know, having a nitrogen dioxide sensor placed below the ceiling where you get first detection. And that way you can start exhausting the air when the levels start to rise rather than wait for them to accumulate from the ceiling all the way down to the 5 foot level where a CO sensor is typically placed. This allows for the soonest response time. An analogy would be like a smoke detector. You don't put a smoke detector at the 5 foot level and wait for the smoke to reach all the way to the 5 foot level. You want to put the smoke detector at the ceiling and start exhausting right away. The NO2 levels get high. And of course, CO doesn't have that same superheated properties. So when it comes out of the exhaust, it's going to stay around the 3 to 5 foot level where, you know, it's pretty much accepted that's where CO sensors go. But NO2s, you know, are to be placed at the ceiling because that is where they go when they come out of the diesel exhaust.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else from the public wish to comment on A7?
This is my phone.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, can we ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
From the previous speaker.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm just curious that the original proposal called for installation according to manufacturer's instructions. Are you saying the manufacturer's instructions are allowing incorrect placement of those NO2 detectors?
We are. And the reason for that is, you know, some are taking advantage and trying to, you know, offer this new combination. It's a relatively new thing since the NO2 became a requirement in the Florida Building Code, having the NO2 detector. So some manufacturers started producing, it's not many, it's only a few, but they started producing a combination sensor, you know, that says, hey, we can do both with one sensor. And yes, there is a little bit, you know, slightly less, you know, cost to them because you have one piece rather than two. But the danger to the public is going to be a lot higher.
Okay, thank you. Is there any additional public comment?
Yes, Jeff, this is David Johnham.
Sure, David. Go ahead, Commissioner.
I totally agree with this, too, because I know that there are manufacturers that are doing single sensors at like you say, at the 5 foot. And I think it is a safety issue, so I totally support this.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any additional public comment regarding comment A7? All right, going back to the TAC, before I ask whether you support comment A7, is there any questions or comments? All right, TAC members, if you support comment A7, please say yes.
Yes.
Does anybody not support it? Then it's 8-0 in support of comment A7. Okay, next is 8325, and you approved it as submitted, and Commissioner Kaye, you submitted comment A2. Go ahead.
And there's also another comment on the agenda for this one.
Oh, the Commissioner.
For yeah. Commissioner David John has
yeah,
a comment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Oscar.
Okay. I basically support the original language, but I added that comment in case there was a question or a reservation by others to vote in favor of this. because I know exactly what Dr. Stibrick had proposed. This just clarifies, and this goes to the comment that was made later by Commissioner John. This keeps the exhaust fans in the bathroom like they always have been required, so you have exhaust fans in bathrooms, but it adds a way of getting air in and out of the bathroom, both when the exhaust fan is running, and sometimes you have a way of getting air into the bathroom to make up the air you're exhausting, and also when the exhaust fan is off, when it's not running, which is most of the time, then you have a way of mixing that air from the bathroom into the general space of the house. And as per research that has been done by the Building America Project and others, the best way to keep VOCs and humidity out of bathroom is to be able to take it from the bathroom and mix it and dilute it into the general space of the house. So that's what Dr. Stibrick proposed. I'm in full agreement, but there was some confusion, I think, whether we were going to do away with the exhaust requirement. That's not the case. Exhaust fans are still required. They should be intermittent. They should not be constantly on. Exhaust fans can create a constant running exhaust fans can create negative pressure in the whole house, and then you're making humidity even worse case. So this is what we want. We want to keep the exhaust fans, but add a way of having makeup air or return air from the bathroom into the general space. And that was my comment. So I would prefer the original language, but if it's a question, you can also vote for A2, which was my comment.
Okay, so your preference is to leave it as you've already voted on it, but if there is some further discussion and some potential disagreement, you would propose this A2 as sort of a compromise, maybe.
A compromise, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Is there very good? So, is there additional public comment?
Here. Jeff, is this a good time? Because I wanted to express my opposition to it.
Sure. Tell you what, Joe Belcher spoke first, so let's hear from him.
I'll defer to Commissioner Johns first.
Okay.
And then I'd like to speak afterwards.
Sure. Go ahead, David.
Okay. Yeah. This is David John. I'm recommending. I'm speaking in opposition of it, and I did some research on this, and basically ASHRAE 62.1. Considers bathroom air class 2, and it should be restricted because of contamination and odorous. The United States Consumer Protection Safety Commission is also recommending exhaust. EPA is recommending exhaust. They also cite a DOE study that is recommending vented outdoors. So I did a lot of research on this, and there are VOCs that are in bathrooms, including things like cleaning fluids. The shower water puts chlorine in the air that can change to chloroform in gas. But also, probably more alarming is the fact that humans give off VOCs and odors. And I did although I didn't include it in my opposition, I found an article that was written by a microbiology publication, and it's basically saying that feces gets into the air, the toilet plume, and can be discharged within the bathroom, and it's especially a problem if someone is sick with like diarrhea or something like that. So typically, without somebody being sick, it may be okay, but if someone's sick, has diarrhea, that air is going, that the feces matter will be injected into the airstream. So I think this proposal is going to be harmful in that it's going to inject bathroom air into the other parts of the living space.
Okay. All right, thank you, Commissioner. Joe Belcher?
Joe Belcher, Florida Homeowners Association. To begin with, we support the original proposal by Dr. Stever.
And again, if we cannot do that, we're in accordance with ask her to your Commissioner Tejeda to adopt A2. I'd like to just address briefly Commissioner John's concern, because I did email with Joe Lee Stevick about that, and he said that those arguments are old arguments, and they're always discounting the fact that exhaust is still required. We still have to have exhaust, as Oscar's mentioned, but this other is a way to allow moving some of that moisture out there so we can deal away with these mold problems, which is shown to be a much larger health issue than the BOC that might be found in the back.
All right. Any additional public comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, your choices are to leave is to leave your modification, your proposed, your recommendation, which is as it is, by not voting in favor of comment A2, or to, if you wish to consider A2, then you could do that. You could do that. So, TAC members, do you wish? Do you support A2, which would revise yours? If you do do that, you would say yes. If you don't and want to retain your original recommendation, then you would say no. Okay. Is there any clarification needed or discussion on the TAC level?
This is Brian Mulvey. I have a question of people that are proposing the changes.
Well, there aren't any actual changes proposed. I think Commissioner Kaya has suggested if there's not support for the original modification, he prefers that. He's offered an alternative. So Commissioner Kaya wishes to keep the recommendation just as it is. So you would vote, if you wanted to do that, retain your original recommendation, you would vote no. But is that, so what, do you have something else you need to ask?
Well, the question I had is, I don't see the language anywhere which would allow for when the exhaust fan is not operating the bathroom, when the exhaust fan is energized and operating, there would be a motorized damper in the return grill that would shut off the return so that there is no return out of the bathroom while the bathroom is, in essence, being used as indicated by the exhaust fan being on. Anyone speak to that if there's language on a motorized damper, interlock exhaust fan?
At this point,
is Commissioner, can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Oscar.
Can I comment?
Yes.
Okay. I think there's two misconceptions here that are still prevalent, and that is this applies to residential buildings. So asterisk 60.1 does not apply, 60.2. That's number one. So we're talking about single-family residences. When the exhaust fan is running, there has to be a way of getting air into this bathroom to make up for what is being exhausted. That's the purpose of the return duct. That is, it can be connected to the air handler, or it can be a jumper. So it allows air to flow in. So the idea is to allow the exhaust fans to work the most efficiently as possible. That's number one. Number two, when the exhaust fan is not running, then you want air to move out of the bathroom and move around so you can get rid of the moisture. And that's the biggest problem that we're facing is moisture and humidity in bathrooms. So that's the whole idea. So there is no language that would have a motorized damper or any other issue, because it's really not needed. You just let the exhaust fan run intermittently, and then it only run for a few minutes, 10 minutes or whatever, and then that's it.
Okay. Any additional TAC questions or discussion? All right. So if you support A2, which is to revise your original recommendation, you'd vote no. If you wish to retain your original recommendation, which is to approve the mod as it was submitted, then you would vote no on A2. If you support A2 to revise your recommendation, say aye. Okay.
No. Aye.
All right.
Let
me explain this one more time. It's a little complicated. If you want to retain your original recommendation, which is the original modification language, not all Oscar's. Oscar submitted an alternative, but he says he prefers the original. He only submitted it in case there was any you know, disagreement to the original modification, but we received no comments during the normal time period for that. I think we received one later. So if you want to retain your original, you would vote no on this question. If you want to change it to the alternate two, then you would vote yes. So if you want to revise your recommendation, change your original recommendation by going with comment A2, say yes. All right. If you don't,
no.
If you don't, say no. Okay, it's 0-8 regarding comment A2. The original modification as submitted is what it remains your recommendation to the commission. All right, thank you. Let's go to 6555. Okay, and I think there's only 7655. There's basically a comment. I think it's just saying they agree with the original modification. Mo?
Yeah, that's what mainly that all tax at this point, the energy tax, the mechanical tax took this up, and the structural tax, where they said no comment is needed. So if you want to do the same thing, it will be fine.
All right, is there any public comment? All right, if you agree no comments needed, please say yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes. If you disagree, say no. All right, no comment needed, unanimous. Okay, next is 7800. There were three alternative languages, A1, 2, and 3, and this was your proposal, Mo, so go ahead.
Well, it is mine, but A3, A2, A1 is not mine, so I would defer to the people on the line to really speak on their alternate language.
Okay, so you, as a TAC, approved the original modification as submitted, and there's three comments, alternative languages, that are proposing changes, and one of them is from Oscar, and one of them is from Joe Belcher, and one of them is from two are from Joe Belcher. All right, so who from the public wishes to start that off?
Joe Belcher.
Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, submitted A1, or I don't remember which A1. One was for closets and one was for bathrooms. I wanted to separate them in case one got burned out. Having said that, from FHVA, we support Oscar's, Commissioner Cahaya's proposal A3, because he takes care of closets, bathrooms, and he includes the deck statement, which I believe is something that we have to do to include that deck statement. So, our position is we support A3, and if for some reason the TAC decides they don't like A3, we'd like to be able to discuss A1 and A2. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to comment? All right. So you heard from the commenters the one comment, Mr. Belcher, in support of Commissioner Cahaya's comment A3. Oscar, would you like to comment about your comment A3?
Yeah, I just tried on A3. I just tried to clarify and add that exception, and I included it because it was submitted under the wrong originally under the wrong. Code. It was for the mechanical code. This actually applied to the residential mechanical section. So that's why I included it in this mod that Mo had submitted. So I just added it and made sure that it included both where you're using a dehumidifier, like in the deck statement, and also in regular bathrooms, you can also do that. So that's the A3.
Okay, so the TAC members, you need any questions? So what's being proposed is to go with alternative 3. Any discussion or comments on that? Okay. If you support comment A3, say yes.
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 If you don't, say no. All right, it's unanimous in support of comment A3. All right, we'll move on to 8347. It's just a general comment requesting that you reverse your recommendation and approve it. Mo?
Yes, this code change really
8347.
The primary tax for this code change is the fire tax, and the fire tax mainly supported alternate language 8.3. Yeah. It was no affirmative recommendation.
Went to the right
the
way,
mechanical yeah. tag, in March, you also, the, your action was no affirmative recommendation. So we, you know, request at this point that you go with A3 just to be consistent with the fire tax. Thank you.
Okay, and I misread the number. It should be 7383, but Mo did speak to the correct one. All right, does anybody from the public wish to comment on comment A3?
Oh, yes, good afternoon. This is Brian Holland, NEMA Codes and Standards. I'm the proponent of 7383 and alternative language 3. Essentially, what this does is it corrects my error in the original proposed modification that's in conflict with the statute, and simply moves the current language that's already compliant with the Florida statutes in effect now under the sixth edition, and simply moves it to section 915 that is referenced in many other standards, including the IBC and other NFPA documents. So again, we're asking you to support A3. The fire tax is the same. With one note, that we do have one little Scrivener error under 915.1.1. The first sentence there is still referencing a 908 section, but staff indicated that they can correct that to section 915.1 to correct that minor error. Otherwise, the alternative language 3 is good to go. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Anybody else in the public wish to comment on A3?
No, sir.
Go ahead.
Joe Belcher, Florida Home Builders Association. We're supporting the change. I do want to mention, Ryan did mention the 908.8. I also had a reference to 908.73 that will need to be changed to meet the new section numbers.
All right, so, Mo, these are correlation
yes,
issues?
Sir. Yes, sir. Right. We'll take care of those. No problem.
Mo will handle those under the correlation. Any additional public comment on comment A3? All right, going to the TAC, is there any questions before I test for whether you support A3 consistent with the fire tax action? All right, if you support A3, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Anybody not support it? All right, it's unanimous in support of A3. All right, now we go to 8347. There's a general comment asking you to reverse your recommendation on this.
Yeah, this code change is the primary tag is the fire tag, and they reviewed the comment, and mainly their action was do not support comment. So we ask that you actually took this code change in March, and your action was no affirmative recommendation. So we ask that you really be consistent with the fire tag with regard to your take on the general comments, which is mainly do not support comment.
Okay. Anybody from the public wish to comment on comment G1, which is requesting that you reverse your action? Any public comment? All right. TAC members, if you support the comment and want to change your original recommendation, you would vote yes. If you want to retain your current recommendation and be consistent with the fire tax, you would vote no. So if you support comment G1, say yes. That's zero. If you don't support it, say no.
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 No. All right.
No.
All right, so 0-8, not in support of the comment. Okay, next is 7355. Go ahead. Get it, Brian, first. You want to go?
No, I'll go.
Oh, go ahead, Bo.
Yeah, this is also this code change. The primary tag for it is the fire tag. The fire tag mainly supported alternate language A1. Action in March was no affirmative recommendation. Also, your action in March was no affirmative recommendation. So we request that your take on the comment be consistent with the fire tag, which support A1. Thank you.
All right, Mo. So, Brian Holland, you want to speak on comment A1, please.
Thank you. Brian Holland, Nima Coden Standards. This is very similar to 7383. The alternative language one that we're asking to support simply adds the Florida statute compliant language to the addition sections of the existing building code under 4026 and 1108.1, where there's currently no information pointing you to CO protection requirements. And like the last one, we have a slight correlation issue. Based on your actions on 7383, we'll just need to correct the two pointers to 915.1 in both of these sections. Thank you.
All right. Does anybody else want to speak from the public on comment A1?
Well, sure. Florida Home Builders Association, support of A1 with those modifications to the sections. Thank you.
All right. Any additional public comment? All right, mechanical tech. If you have any questions or comments, feel free. If you wish to be consistent with the fire tech, you would vote yes on supporting A1. If not, you would vote no. All right, hearing no discussion. If you support comment A1, please say yes.
Yes.
All right, anybody not support it? All right, so it's a unanimous in support of comment A1, consistent with fire tech action. All right, the next is 7357. There were a couple of comments requesting you reverse your original recommendation. Mo?
Yeah, this code change, also the primary tech for it is the fire tech. Their vote was in March, no affirmative recommendation. Also, your vote and it was no affirmative recommendation in March. The fire tech reviewed the comment that submitted, and their take on it is that no comment needed. So we ask that you provide the same take on the comments to be consistent. Thank you.
All right. Anybody from the public wish to comment?
Well, sure, for all of the association, support the original recommendation.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Anybody else wish to comment? All right, FireTac, if you have any questions or comments, or if you agree, consistent with the FireTac, that no comment is needed, and affirm your previous recommendation of not in support. If no comments needed, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Anybody disagree, please say no. All right, it's unanimous for no comment needed on those retaining your original recommendation. All right, the next is 8388, several comments asking you to change your original recommendation. Mo?
Yeah, this code change also was taken up by the code admin tag, and the admin tag did not support the general comment G1 to and G3. So we request that you do the same. Thank you.
Okay, so anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, Tax, if you don't support the comments requesting that you reverse your original recommendation, you would say yes. If you do, you'd say no. Those who support, okay, do not support the comments, say yes.
We're on 8388.
Yeah, we're on 8388.
Okay.
Did you need to say something on it?
Yeah, I'd like to, this is
Joe.
On 8388.
Right.
I'm here.
Yeah, we're here, Joe. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, this is strictly a correction of language. I just wanted to try to clarify situation with repair and the language in here. The way it's worded now, if a tree branched on a roof and damaged it, and someone wanted to fix that would be considered a repair. So what they would have to do in that case is put the roof back to the condition it was before the repair, which is leaving the tree limb through the roof. All this is doing is making it to allow it to go back to the damage before the damage occurred, not before the repair occurred. And the definition of a repair states that the reconstruction or renewal of any part of an existing building for the purpose of maintenance or correct damage. That's the part that's not clear. Just, if you do this and read it the way it is now, if it's before repair, you just leave it with a tree limb did work. So this is actually just taking it and clarifying it to go back to the condition before the actual damage occurred.
Okay. Any other TAC member wish to comment before we do our straw poll?
Did you get public comment?
I did. You didn't respond, though. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't have any response until Joe Crum gave his take on that language. So.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
The changes make it more confusing. The code doesn't say you have to leave the hole in the roof with the branches there. What it's talking about is you cannot make it less performing than it was before you started doing the repair. It doesn't say you have to leave it the same as it was for the repair. And people get confused by that section. I won't make any derogatory comments, but it should be very clear, and we would work the original on that code change.
All right. And since it's a little confusing, is there anybody else in the public that wishes to comment? Okay.
This is John Farinelli from JC Code. I would support the change basically for the simple reason that it makes it more consistent with the definition of repair. Thank you.
All right. Any additional public comment? Let's go back to the TAC. If you wish to retain your original recommendation, you would not support the comment. And since that's the presumption is your original recommendation, is up to somebody else to offer a different alternative in terms of that. Is there any other discussion before I go ahead and test for not supporting the comment in favor of retaining your original recommendation? All right. If you do not support the comment, say yes. Actually, I'm going to need. I'm voting not to support the comment.
Can you clarify that, please?
Yeah, it's just. Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay, I'm going to make it simpler. If you support the comment, which is reversing your recommendation, say yes. If you don't support it and want to retain your original, say no. Okay? So if you want to. Well, let me finish saying what I'm saying. If you support the comment and want to reverse it, say yes now.
Yes.
That's one person, correct?
Yeah.
All right. If you don't and want to retain it, say no now.
No. No.
No. No.
All right. It's 1-7, which is in favor of retaining your original recommendation, not in support of the comment, as it turns out. You voted for it, but against it. Okay. 7358. There were several comments suggesting you reverse your recommendation. Mo?
Yeah, 7358. This is the primary tag for this code change is the fire tag. The fire tag reviewed the comments, and the mechanical tag in March also gave it no affirmative recommendation. So the fire tag, their take on the comment is not, no comment is needed. So we ask you to do the same.
Okay. It's really cleaner to vote not in favor of it, but either one.
That's how the fire tag did. It was said no comment needed. So
All right, members of the public who wish to comment, this is your opportunity, so I'm going to make it super clear. I know since we're not face-to-face, you know, we're trying to make sure everybody gets that. If you're from the public and wish to comment, please say so.
No, sir.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm sorry I missed that last go-round.
Sorry.
FHVA is in support of the NAR, in support of your original decision as an NAR.
Okay. Does anybody else wish to comment? All right. Coming back to the TAC, is there any discussion or comment? All right, so if you...
Yeah, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I want to make sure I get this clear. So we voted
there's not a permit before.
Right.
Now, fire attack is suggesting that we include in a level 2 alteration a CO alarm.
No, the fire attack did not support the comment and left it as no affirmative recommendation like you did originally.
Thank you.
So if you support the comment and want to reverse it, then, you know, no comment needed. This doesn't make sense to me. Okay. If you don't support the comment and you want to retain your original, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Does anybody?
Yes.
All right. Anybody have any alternative?
Yes.
All right. That's everybody. So not in support, retaining your original on a 0-8 vote, not supporting the comment. Okay, 7273, there was one general comment requesting reversal. Mo?
Yeah, that's fine. That's from Gary Kozan. Is Gary on the line? Gary?
All right. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? Would any other tech take this one up, Mo?
No, no tech. Okay. No, this only
part. Right. Is there any public comment on whether to reverse it? All right. Coming back to the TAC, any questions or comments? Okay, so if you wish to reverse it in support of the comment, you'd vote yes. If you don't, you vote no in retention of your current. If you want to reverse it and approve it, say yes now. If you don't, say no now.
No.
All right. It's 0-8.
No.
Retaining the original recommendation of not, yeah. Okay. Next is 7274. So, and again, there's one comment requesting a reversal. Any other tax mo?
No, it's not.
All time. Right. Is there any public comment? Okay. Then if you support the comment and wish to reverse it, please say yes. That's 0. If you don't and want to retain your original, say no.
No.
All right, so
no.
It's unanimous in favor of retaining your original recommendation. Okay. Next is 7275. I think there's a comment requesting reversal and then some other requesting that you retain what you originally did. Any other attacks on this one, Mo?
No, that's not that.
All right, does anybody from the public wish to comment on the general comments on 7275? All right, hearing no public comment, any questions from TAC members? Otherwise, I'll set up the thing again. If you wish to reverse yourself, please say...
G3 is to reverse, so if you want to take G3 and vote it down...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yep. So on comment G3, which is for reversal, if you support that, say yes. 0. If you don't support it and wish to retain your existing current recommendation, then say no.
No.
All right. It's unanimous in retaining your current recommendation of NAR. Most of these are all similar. They're just asking you to reverse yourself. 7278, request reversal. Anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, coming back to the TAC, if you support reversing it, say yes.
This is, can I say something?
Sure.
Mamadani, I think you're on a watch for a general comment one. I think really what it's doing is correcting terminology. We have changed, there's a number of code changes done under the plumbing and the mechanical and all that to go with copper alloy instead of brass. So this is really telling you that you want to be consistent with the change in the terminology with the rest of code changes that we've done throughout the process. So that's really kind of, it's more of a correlation per se.
All right, so you're suggesting that they should consider reversing.
Yeah, this is really kind of a good one.
All right. Mo's suggesting that you might want to consider
This is Oscar. Can I make a comment?
Yes. Go ahead, Oscar.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Okay, good. This series of mods
all deal with the same thing, like Moser. It's basically changing terminology from brass to copper alloy. My point is, why eliminate brass? Why not just leave brass and add copper alloy, and that will take care of anybody that has any condition. I don't see why there's such a bias against brass. I would prefer keeping the brass and just add, wherever you see brass, add copper alloy, you know, comma, copper alloy, and that's it. That would solve everybody's concern.
No one can do it.
I think really, at this point, if it's something that we can do it throughout, is fine. If you wanna approve this one and say with the fact you wanted to see brass slash copper alloy, we can do that throughout. Because what we have to do is we have to be consistent throughout the code, which we already have done for this one. So it's fine.
All right. So that's why I suggested that we, in order to be in line with the plumbing, that we add copper alloy and keep brass, and that will be, everybody will be in line.
So you're supporting the comment with the additional of adding brass. Okay?
Is that joke? Well, actually, you're...
Go ahead, Oscar.
I would keep brass and add copper alloy. That's the way I would, you know, because brass is in there now.
We
add copper alloy.
Gotcha. Okay. Keep brass, add copper alloy. Is there anybody, other TAC member, wishes to comment?
Yeah, hi, Rolando here for Alex Fernandez. Just a typo on the language, on the proposed language, it says tubing, semi-rigid conduit of copper, comma, copper alloy, aluminum, plus, comma, plastic or steel. So it's missing a comma between copper alloy and aluminum.
The dash is not.
That's my comment.
It's a dash. It's a dash.
Yeah, it's actually not a comma. It's a dash, which is what the.
No, I'm talking about a copper dash alloy comma aluminum.
Okay.
It should be a comma between alloy and aluminum. Okay. Otherwise,
sure.
We're talking about a different alloy.
Gotcha. So staff can do that as a correlation issue.
Yeah.
Or as an editorial.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
So Commissioner Gaez proposed that you support the comment, but add copper alloy. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Keep brass.
I want to keep brass.
But brass is already there.
I know. It's to support the comment. With
the comment,
okay.
In the comment, it has brass tricking out. So we take the line across it out. That's it.
Okay, keep brass and add copper alloy. If you support that comment with the as modified, say yes.
Yes, yes.
Anybody not?
Yes.
Does anybody not? All right. It's unanimous. Support the comment, keeping brass and adding copper alloy. All right, 7279 is requesting a reversal. Is this similar?
Yes, see. Has approved similar code change in power. No, this is different.
Okay. So this one is asking you to reverse your previous action, your recommendation for NAR. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on 7279, the general comment requesting that you reverse your position?
Yeah. He's saying we already have approved other code changes that use the same terminology. So he's saying to be consistent, certainly. With the industrial recognized term, which just has to do with the press connect. If you look at the comment, he's saying, hey, we already did that in the other code changes, so you want to be consistent in the terminology.
All right, TAC, he's saying you should do what was originally proposed, which is to add the connect to after press. You voted it down last time. It's up to you. Is there any public comment on 7279? All right, back to the TAC. Any clarification or discussion before I see if you want to reverse your action on this? All right.
Well, this is Oscar again. I think it does no harm it does no harm to add the connect to it. So.
So you would support.
I would vote for the comment to reverse, I guess.
So you would support the comment, which is in essence reversing. Okay. Anybody else?
Comment. Yeah.
All right. If you support the comment, which is to approve the original recommend approving the original modification and not opposing it, say yes.
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 Yeah.
Is anybody not support it?
Yes.
All right. It's 8-0 in support of the comment, which is to recommend approving the modification.
That's G1.
G1, yeah. 800.
No, we're not opposing it. We're including the connect, right?
Correct. Yes, sir, that's correct. You're just changing your original recommendation or recommending it. All right. 8007 is a general comment requesting that you reverse it. This is also the connect one.
Yeah, this is the same thing, terminology one.
So this is similar to the one we just did. It's just adding the word connect. And does anybody from the public wish to comment? All right. So TAC members, if you support the comment and want to add the connect back in, this is your chance to say yes.
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 Does anybody not support it? All right. So it's unanimous, 8-0, in support of G1. All right, this is 7283, is again requesting you reverse your original recommendation, which is not to approve it. This is something different. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, going back to the TAC, is there any TAC comment or discussion? They're just asking you to reverse yourself on this one.
And he's saying that to request approval for consistency with the plumbing and residential code. So it's just trying to say you need to be consistent in terms of what you've done with the residential code.
Any clarification?
Okay, this is Oscar. I would say that again, it does no harm to reverse ourselves and put us in line with the plumbing tax. So I would go that direction.
All right. So you're speaking in favor of the comment. All right. Anybody else wish to comment?
Yes.
TAC members. Sorry.
Is it support or something?
Oh, in support. Okay. If you support the comment, which is to approve the original modification.
Check.
Somebody, who's speaking? Is that related to us or not?
No, I don't think.
Okay. If you support the comment, say yes.
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 Yes. Anybody not support it? All right, it's unanimous 8-0 in support of comment G1, which is to reverse your original recommendation. All right, 7284 has a general comment also requesting you reverse your original recommendation.
For consistency with the residential code.
Is it pretty similar?
Yeah, I think
it's the same chart or some similar chart. He's saying the same thing consistent to the residential code.
Yeah, this is Oscar. I would go again with the same idea. Let's go in favor of the comment to be in line with the plumbing.
It's struck out.
I'm only going to vote in favor to have the plumber side here. You know.
Exactly. That's the whole idea.
I guess we have to do correlation at that point.
So, do we want to bring that up?
We just do.
You'll do the correlation.
What is really the now? Well, which one now?
7284. Yeah.
Yeah, it's G1.
It's a correlation thing. Okay, if you would like to go with what's being proposed in support of comment G1, please say yes.
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 Anybody opposed to it? All right. It's 8-0 in support of comment G1. 7285 is asking for reversal of your not approving the original run. Does anybody from the public wish to comment? It's Gary Cozen saying it's covered by the But that's all right. Does any, no public comment coming to the TAC. If you wish to reverse your previous action, you'd say yes now. If you don't, you'd say no now.
No.
No.
Okay. It's a 0-8, which retains your current action. All right, 7286 is a request for you to revert. Comment G1 is for requesting reversing your previous action. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on 7286?
This is the same thing with the copper alloy and the smaller terminology change.
Yes, I would amend it by saying, can we add brass?
Okay.
And that would
brass,
retain brass and add this to it.
All right, so add brass and copper alloy is what you're saying, just like you did previously.
Yes, brass, comma, copper alloy.
Right. Anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, TAC members, if you support the comment with brass, adding brass and the copper alloy, which they're proposing, please say yes.
I have a question.
Sorry, go ahead, Pete.
Okay, was part of the original text to was brass blocked out here before, or was that being added on as a new?
The original text did not have a brass. It has, you know, they added copper alloy to it based on the code change.
Yes, we're adding copper alloy, which means brass. And anybody has a question, if he doesn't see brass there, it's a problem. So for all the old timers like us, I would say that should brass in it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, Oscar wants to add both,
right?
Brass
and copper alloy. All right. In support of the comment, adding brass and copper alloys, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
Not in support? It's unanimous in support of the comment. 7287 is also requesting you reverse your previous action. Anybody from the public wish to comment?
There is a comment from Gary on this.
He's just saying.
This is a simple clarification and was approved for inclusion in the 2018 IMC.
Okay, any public comment? Seeing none, back to TAC. If you wish to reverse your original recommendation, you would not vote in favor of this. So if you support the comment, which is reversing yourself, say yes. 0, and if you don't, say no.
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 Very good. It's 0-8. Not reversing, retaining original recommendation. Okay, we move on to 7324. Again, a request for you to reverse your original recommendation.
This is copper alloy issue, so brass.
All right.
Yeah, leave brass in there.
Any public comment? All right, if you wish to support the comment and add copper alloy and brass, say yes.
Yes.
All right. Anybody opposed? It's unanimous in support. 8253 is requesting you reverse your action.
He just agreed with the modification, so I'll leave it to you guys.
Yeah. There's somebody's just saying change your mind on this. Is there anybody from the public that wishes to comment? Seeing none. If you support the comment and want to reverse your action, say yes.
Yeah, Rolando here. I wanted to comment on the tax.
Go ahead.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry. I couldn't get unmuted fast enough.
Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, hi, Rolando here. Maybe the tax already discussed this issue, and I wasn't there. But on the proposed language, I see that on a couple of places, the word maximum thickness was added, and that's kind of dangerous to me, because in fact a thin
cleaner material will ignite faster, the lower energy needed to ignite a thinner material, even though a thicker material will release more energy. I see a problem there. Just that's my comment.
Okay. Well, the TAC voted against it in the first go around, against this modification.
Okay.
All right.
Joe Belcher.
Go ahead.
Florida Home Builders Association. Florida Home Builders Association supports the original NAR. Sorry, I didn't get off mute quickly enough. Thank you.
It's all right. Anybody else wish to comment? All right, going to the TAC, if you want to change your recommendation in support of the comment, you'd vote yes. If not, you'd vote no. Who wishes to vote yes, changing your recommendation? Zero. Who wishes to vote no, please say no.
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 All right, zero. Zero to eight, not in support of the comment. All right, next is 7492, also requesting a reversal of your...
This is copper alloy, so...
This is the same thing, add brass plus copper alloy. Anybody from the public wish to comment? All right, TAC members, if you wish to reverse your... support the comment by adding brass and copper alloy, similar to your previous actions, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Anybody doesn't agree? It's unanimous. 8004 is also requesting you reverse your previous action. Is this a brass copper alloy again?
This is yes, sir.
Actually, it says...
It says remove the whole section for brass 5 and brass 5.
They're saying take it out completely.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a little different. They're asking you to strike out two sections here, so... Any public comment? All right. If you wish to reverse yourself and strike out those things,
well, this the code change will keep them as is. The action of the TAC will keep the text as is, and you wanted to keep it as is, so you want to vote it no, the G1 no.
Yeah.
You want, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say no.
If you want to, if you right.
So yes. I...
You're opposed?
Yeah, we vote no.
All right, all in favor of no, say aye. All right. It's unanimous. Not in support of the comment. That's what I was actually doing.
That's all right.
Just a different way of saying it.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, no, that's good. You should. Double, triple checking is always good. 8030. There's a couple of comments asking you to reverse your previous action. Anybody from the public wish to comment?
This is copper alloy.
So this is the same thing, brass and copper alloy. So if you want to support the comment with brass and copper alloy, say yes.
Yes.
Anybody say no? All right. Yeah, this is the same. They're the same comment. So it's in support of the comment, but with adding the brass and copper alloy. 8033 is also requesting a general comment. One is requesting a reversal of your previous action.
Same thing, copper alloy.
This is the brass copper alloy thing. Any public comment? All right.
This one deletes the brass. This one deletes brass, so you will not vote against it.
Yes, yes.
Just remain consistent with others and say and add brass and leave the alloy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what we did last time.
Right,
we
will have to vote
brass and copper alloy.
But this is one where they're getting rid of the brass pipe and brass.
You want
to
keep it.
Keep the NAR so
they're all these need to be consistent with what we've already done.
Do that to another one because there was another one just like
that. No, we did not. We did.
You did.
Okay. All right, so in this one.
Before the original, they're going to do it.
Okay. So if you don't support the comment, this okay. So if you support the comment, want to reverse yourself, say yes. That's zero. And if you don't want to support and you want to keep your original, say yes, say no.
No.
All right.
No.
It's unanimous in support of your original recommendation, which was not to approve it. Okay, 7361, there's a couple of comments requesting reversal, Mo.
Yeah, this was taken out. This is the taken by the fire tag, which the primary tag. They reviewed the comments, and their take on the comment is no comment needed. Both in March, your TAC and also the fire TAC, the vote, the action was no affirmative recommendation. So we ask that you also do take your take on the comment to be no comment needed, to be consistent.
Right. The commenter is only saying they agree with your action, so no comments needed. Does everybody agree with that? Say yes?
Yes. Yes.
All right. It's unanimous. No comment is needed. 7339.
Yeah. This code change also was taken up by the fire TAC, their primary TAC. In terms of the mechanical TAC, in March you gave it no affirmative recommendation consistent with the fire TAC. The fire TAC reviewed the comment and their action was no comment needed. So we ask that you do the same. Thank you.
Any public comment? All right. If you agree, no comments needed.
No comments needed.
All right. Say yes if you agree with no comments needed, please.
Yes, yes.
Anybody
yes.
It's unanimous. All right. Next is 8152. There's an alternate proposed by Joe Belcher. Joe, go ahead.
Okay. Am I unmuted?
You are.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. This change was intended to incorporate the balanced ventilation approved in the mechanical code that were proposed in the residential code in a much more convoluted manner. I took a change that was NAR by Michael Moore and modified it to read the same as what was approved for the Florida Building Code, for the International Residential Code 2021. And it provides for a reduction of your ventilation rate provided you add a balanced ventilation. And I'll just leave it there with the text. I don't see a question.
Is there any additional public comment regarding the alternate one proposal that you heard from Joe Belcher? All right. Any clarification, TAC members, before I test whether you support comment A1?
This is Oscar. I support comment A1 by Joe. So I would like to include it.
Okay. Any additional discussion or comment?
I agree.
All right. Okay. All who support comment A1 say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Anybody not? It's unanimous.
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
Did you say maybe, Pete? Yeah. All right. Very good. So that's unanimous in support of comment A1. Any additional comments from anybody, public or TAC, before I do the second roll call?
Do we need to count Pete as a no?
No, he was okay. Kidding. All right, Commissioner Correa, are you still here?
I am still here on vacation and taking time from my vacation to talk about brass.
Okay. What an alloy. All right, Joe Crum, are you still here? Somebody got that. Joe Crum, are you still here?
Yes, I am.
Orlando Soto for Alex Hernandez, yes?
I'm here.
Elizabeth Gohl?
Yes.
Dan Griffin?
Yes.
Brian for Gary Griffin?
Yes.
Gene for Donnie Pittman?
Yes.
And Pete Candela.
I'm ready to start.
We have the same eight, so I've asked, is there a motion for adjournment, please?
Motion to adjourn, Oscar.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thank you, everybody.
Aye.